In this bulletin, another 29 people with COVID-19 die in New South Wales. A survey reveals alarming findings about Australians' knowledge of the Holocaust. And in sport, FIFA's president criticised for controversial comments about migrants. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Another 29 people with COVID-19 have died in New South Wales in the latest reporting period. The state has seen a slight fall in the number of people in hospital with the virus, now at 2,722, with a further 17,316 new positive test results recorded. Some 4.9 million rapid antigen tests have been distributed to 80% of schools in New South Wales ahead of the return to classrooms next week. Premier Dominic Perrottet says it's part of his government's commitment to get children back where they belong.
I want to once again say to parents right across the state that we will ensure that we have a safe environment on day one. I know many parents are anxious, but it's incredibly important, as we've said numerous times, for our children's educational outcomes, mental health and social outcomes, to be back in the classroom. And I'm very pleased with the work that has been done right across the state to ensure that we can have kids back in the classroom day one, term one, in a safe way for teachers, children and parents.
Meanwhile, 15 more people with coronavirus have died in Victoria. It comes as the state sees a slight drop in hospitalisations, now at 1,057. Which is 32 fewer than yesterday. Positive cases recorded in the state have gone up slightly, with 13,755 new infections. The Victorian Health Department says a third of the 117 people in intensive care with COVID-19 aren't vaccinated, despite making up only 6% of the overall adult population. And South Australia has 1,953 new COVID-19 cases, a drop of 448 from yesterday. The state's hospitalisation numbers remain unchanged at 288. Premier Stephen Marshall says today's new case numbers are significantly below the seven-day average.
So things are tracking well at the moment. We can't be complacent. Our front line for this is making sure that we have people that develop symptoms going and getting that PCR test. There are no lines, there are no delays. People should go and get that PCR test. It's a preference to using the rapid antigen test.
To other news, and a new survey shows a quarter of Australians have little to no knowledge of the Holocaust, while more than 70% know nothing about the country's connections to the tragic event. Results from the survey, commissioned by the philanthropic fund The Gandel Foundation, have been released to coincide with International Holocaust Remembrance Day. The survey conducted by Deakin University found that 24% of adults aged 18 and over had little or no knowledge of the Holocaust, while for millennials that number was 30%. Lead researcher Stephen Cook says the survey results show the need for improved national education about the Holocaust, which in turn can lead to a more caring and cohesive society.
We need to acknowledge that the Holocaust is part of our story. This is the story of people in our street. This is the story of the decisions that our governments have made over time. So this is really important part of the Australian story.
To sport, and the president of FIFA has come under fire for comments claiming more World Cups could prevent migrant deaths. Gianni Infantino has been pushing to stage the event every 2 years instead of four. But players, fans and some football federations are against the proposal. He says holding the World Cup more frequently would produce more revenue, which would create more economic opportunities for African migrants.
We need to find ways to include the entire world, to give hope to Africans so that they don't need to cross the Mediterranean in order to find maybe a better life, but more probably death in the sea. We need to give opportunities and we need to give dignity, not by giving charity, but by allowing the rest of the world as well to participate.
And now for a look at today's weather. Mostly sunny in Perth and 32 degrees, humid with a possible storm in Adelaide and 31, similar conditions in Melbourne and 34, Showers clearing in Hobart and 27 degrees. Partly cloudy in Canberra and 29. Much the same in Wollongong and 25. Partly cloudy in Sydney and Newcastle with a top of 28 degrees. Also partly cloudy in Brisbane and 30. Showers and a possible storm with a top of 30 in Cairns as well. And much the same in Darwin, 32. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.